listener production.
Markets remain uninspired as the ASX 200 runs on the spot.
And all of this ahead of a big week for interest rate decisions.
Good afternoon, I'm Steve.
I'm Laura.
It's Monday, the 18th of March. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Welcome to a brand new week. An uninspired session, I think, is fair to say. We say that
it
a
is.
Lot, but look, last week was not pretty for our market. We had the ASX 200 down 2.25%.
Don't remind me.
Yeah, this is after hitting record highs, of course, a week earlier. So that's important to note.
That was the worst week since September last year. Mm. So not good at all.
Not at all. And all the focus last week was on inflation. This week, all the attention will be on interest rate decisions, which we'll get to a little later. But at least we've come back from the worst levels of the session. So the ASX 200, without too long left, this session is up very, very slightly.
Yep, up 4.5 points or less than 0.1%, but up nonetheless because for most of the session we were in the red. So seeing our market slightly in the green is definitely an improvement.
Absolutely. Should we look at sectors before we look ahead to?
It's been quite a mixed bag today. So it's roughly half-half. Property stocks are down the most. They're taking the biggest hit, down around 2%. We're seeing energy stocks down by 0.4% as well. That's on the back of oil prices falling in Friday's session. But on the other end, financials are doing okay. We're also seeing industrials up. But, you know, all the sectors that are only up just a touch. So that's why we're seeing that sort of flat outcome.
Something that did get a lot of attention today was China because they came out with a whole lot of updates, which
the
are
data
up monthly.
Dump.
Exactly. So every month we get figures on how much people are spending there at the retail levels. Also an update on how much is being invested across, say, property, for example, and also how active factories are. So it gets plenty of attention. This was very much a mixed result today. So in one way, we had production actually lifting strongly. So this showed that factory activity was better than expected, lifting by 7% in over the month of Feb. That was better than the 5.2, which was anticipated. But the rebound in retail spending was a bit disappointing, especially when you consider we had the Lunar New Year holiday period, which landed in Feb. And property investment had a pretty decent decline as well. That was worse than anticipated. So overall, mixed signs, not really a clear sign that China's economy is rebounding impressively, and markets didn't really respond in a significant way this afternoon.
Yeah, we can't really draw the line between what came out of China and what happened on our share market. But as we mentioned, we are a touch higher than we were at our worst point of the day. And of course, iron ore prices are definitely in focus at the moment. So late last week, they did fall to their lowest level in more than 7 months. They've fallen about 26% so far since the start of this year, and 6.4% of that was just last week. So this has, of course, been on the back of quite a sluggish time for China's economy. Their property market is remaining quite sluggish, and the demand outlook is quite sluggish as well.
Yeah, so last week, some of the worst performers on our market were miners, but BHP and Rio doing a little better today, just in positive territory. But Fortescue Metals has not been as fortunate. It's a pure iron ore play, which means it makes essentially all of its money just from that one commodity. It's down about 1% today. It fell by roughly 8% last week. So it has been a difficult ride for the iron ore producer.
And South 32 was in focus as well.
South 32 was actually. It was one of the better performers on our market, 4.7% higher. That seemed to be more a reflection of a broker raising its price target for the stock rather than anything else, because there's been plenty of media coverage today on this saying that it's been hit by some cyclone damage in the Northern Territory. This is at its manganese mine, potentially one of the world's largest producers of the metal. So that could certainly face some disruptions. Nothing official, it seems, from the company just yet, but the stock still doing quite nicely.
And you mentioned a broker upgrade, and we've actually seen a lot of the best and worst performers on today's list being there because of either a broker upgrade or a broker downgrade. So it has been quite thin on news. We have a lot coming up this week. While we're on the mining sector, though, uranium miners were certainly in focus. They were towards the top of the winners list. Paladin Energy up 3.5%, Boss Energy up just over 3%. And this seems to be on the back of an analyst note which said the outlook for uranium prices was still positive, even though prices have been falling back recently. But it was only around the end of January or early February that uranium prices were at 16-year highs. So in year-to-date terms, Paladin and both up between 20 and 25%.
Very, very strong improvements there. Property stocks have not been as fortunate today. Easily the worst performers, down as a group by approximately 2%. That seemed to be partly a reflection of rising bond yields, which play a part here. So, you know, when interest rates are lifting, that can, well, there are concerns that, you know, the US might not be as quick as expected to actually cut rates. That's the sort of thing that can see bond prices lifting, but also property stocks not doing so well. So some of the worst performers, or at least the main weights on our market, were in that property stocks. Companies like Goodman doing quite poorly today.
In contrast, the financial sector actually did quite well. It's up about 0.5%. Last week, they were down between 4 and 5%. So we did have the four major banks last week getting a broker downgrade, which just means that analysts think their share price will be lower in 12 months' time. But of course, this is just an estimate. It's not necessarily going to be the case, but still some investors might see this and they might want to make a profit on the back of this and sell before the stock does fall. But of course, there's no crystal ball. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. Another thing that did catch my eye today, of course, was the quarterly rebalance of the ASX 200. This is something that happens four times a year. It happens in March, June, September, and December, and it happened this morning before the market opened. And it just means that the ASX decides to look at the companies that are listed in the top 200 and decide if any of them get the boot and if any new ones come in. So this time around, we saw one stock added and one removed. So gold miner Newmont was taken out of the top 200 and replaced with QBE Insurance, just to keep that top of mind.
Let's look forward.
Let's.
Tonight, not a huge amount out. There is some inflation stats out of Europe and also some figures on housing. But really, tomorrow kicks off an important time for us because, for markets globally, because there are going to be a lot of central banks meeting this week. Four big ones, most important, of course, for us. But there will be 19 central banks that are going to hold their interest rate decisions just this week. So, of course, Australia's most important for us, the RBA, already has kicked its two-day meeting off and it wraps that up tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 p.m. Widely expected that they're going to keep interest rates on hold. In fact, a 95% chance that's the case. What's going to be much more important is if there are any hints about what's ahead.
They're likely to retain their tightening bias as well. And last time we did see that they sort of looked at the case for leaving rates on hold and for hiking. So it's likely that we'll probably see that again, but they will leave rates on hold. And I guess the target here is to get inflation down, and they don't want to be talking about cutting rates too soon. So they're being very data dependent. They're looking at everything that's coming out, and that's how they make their decisions. But at the moment, markets are thinking that the first rate cut may come in September, but I guess it'll all come down to what Mishy B has to say tomorrow, right?
Exactly. So that's the important thing. Something that's interesting here as well, some might be asking, why is the Reserve Bank meeting in the middle of the month? Because usually it's right at the start
question.
Of the month on a Tuesday, right? Not the case this time around because you know, at the start of this year, the RBA kind of changed things up a little and now they're meeting eight times during the year, roughly six or so weeks apart. So after the RBA meets tomorrow, they'll have to wait a full 7 weeks before it makes the next decision on rates. And the next quarterly update on inflation is going to come out on the 24th of April. So just ahead of that next decision. So we'll wait and see what happens, but very much data dependent. They're going to be looking at lots of stuff that's out and another one will be out this week.
Yeah. And that new structure that they're following, that's very much similar as what they're doing over in the US. So they've just followed suit. So they've changed it to a two-day meeting instead of a meeting that was just for a few hours. But the decision itself does still fall at the same time, 2:30 p.m. Sydney time. As you mentioned, yes, a couple of other important things happening this week. So we have the US handing down its interest rate decision. That'll be early Thursday morning, our time here. We also have jobs data coming out on Thursday. That'll miss this interest rate decision, but still very important. Number of stocks trading ex-dividend, some paying out their dividends. So much.
Exactly. Tomorrow as well, the Bank of Japan is going to have its policy decision too. So this is probably the only one that might actually raise interest rates. So that's going to be one to watch and could impact markets globally around that time as well.
So much to look forward to.
Yeah, exactly. Well, have a good one, everyone. You too, Laura. We'll do this again tomorrow.
Bye.
Ciao.
This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and, if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice.
Listener.